Well, this is the last Sunday of May, and we just finished the last crowning of Our Lady's statue that we will do this year. And since I haven't spoken about devotion to Our Lady this month, I wanted to speak about it today. Of course, having a devotion to Our Lady means that we love her and we honor her and try to please her. That's the general idea. And that includes crowning her statue and showing our love through external gestures like that. Just as we show our love to our family members and other loved ones by exterior gestures as well. As human beings, we're creatures of body and soul, and we use our bodies to indicate what is in our souls. That's how we communicate. Just as the external action of crowning the beautiful statue of Our Lady here shows that we have love for her in our hearts. And the act of crowning her is only pleasing to her if it is really a reflection of our true feelings. So if we sing these hymns and we watch her being crowned, but we have no love for her in our hearts, then our actions are meaningless, or they're worse than meaningless, they're hypocrisy. But human nature also being what it is, because of that connection between body and soul, these external actions, these devotions of crowning a statue and the divine liturgy in general, these sorts of things excite our hearts to follow the external actions of our bodies. That's one of the main reasons why we do these things. It excites us to devotion. So how do we truly practice devotion to Our Lady and to love her as we should? As we say that we do by our gestures in this beautiful ceremony of crowning her statue. Well, we have to practice virtue and avoid sin and do what Our Lady wants. And one of the best ways to do all of these things, to obtain the graces we need to avoid sin, and one of the things that Our Lady most wants us to do is to say the rosary. And the rosary not only wins for us the graces to overcome temptation, but it encompasses so much of the Christian life that we can truly say that someone who prays the rosary devoutly is walking the path of salvation. So it's no coincidence that one of the greatest saints and promoters of the Holy Rosary, I'm sorry, one of the greatest promoters of devotion to Our Lady, is also one of the great saints of the Holy Rosary. And that is St. Louis de Montfort. Being so close to Mary, he knew that the best way to promote devotion to her was to promote her favorite prayer, the Rosary. And among his wonderful books, he wrote a short treatise on the Rosary called The Secret of the Rosary, this book right here. You've probably seen it. Hopefully, you all have this book in your home. It's called The Secret of the Rosary, and I strongly encourage all of you to read this book. It's a very short book. It's more like a pamphlet. It's very small. And it talks about the Rosary from a lot of different angles. It's not a dry treatise by any means. It has a lot of interesting little anecdotes. It's actually very entertaining reading. I've been reading it for my spiritual reading during this month of May, this month of Our Lady, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about some of the wisdom that this book contains. I think we have it downstairs for sale, if I remember correctly. So if you don't have this book, I strongly encourage all of you to get a copy and read it. It's also very easy to find on the internet. It's written for very simple people in it so that everyone can understand it. And it truly has an amazing beauty and power. St. Louis de Montfort covers a lot of different subjects in the book. One of the things he discusses is trying to overcome a certain prejudice against the rosary that existed in his time. Fortunately, that's not very common anymore, but St. Louis complains that people in his time didn't want to say the rosary because they wanted to do other things. They wanted to say other prayers instead, like the the seven penitential psalms or the stations of the cross or things like that, we have a different problem now. Now people generally don't want to say the rosary because they want to practice the devotion of watching television for the most part. But anyway, he tells an interesting story about a very pious woman in Rome who lived in the time of St. Dominic when he was promoting the rosary for the first time. She was very strict with herself, and she lived a life that was more severe than even most of the most severe religious orders. And so one day she went to confession to St. Dominic to ask for his advice. And for her penance, he told her to say the rosary, and he suggested that she say it every single day. Well, she objected. She told him that she didn't have time to say the rosary because she had to say the stations of the cross, and she scourged herself every day. She fasted all the time and did so many other things that she couldn't say the rosary. Well, he tried to convince her to say it, but she didn't want to take his advice. Although, finally, she agreed to say just one rosary as her penance for her confession. Well, when she was praying later on, she had a vision from God. It appeared as though she had died and she was being judged. And she saw a scale in front of her. And St. Michael the Archangel put all of her penances and prayers in one pan of the scale. And then he put all of her sins and imperfections in the other pan. And her sins far outweighed her good works. And she was terrified at what she saw, and she cried out to Our Lady for help. And at that moment, Our Lady put the one little rosary that she had said on the good side of the scale, and it weighed more than all of her sins and even all of her good works combined. And so she learned her lesson, and from that moment, she said the rosary fervently and became a very great saint. Although the rosary in its current form goes back to St. Dominic, nevertheless, the basic idea of the devotion goes back almost to the beginning of the church. Even St. Mary Magdalene herself, when she was living as a hermit, doing penance, which that was how she spent the rest of her life after the ascension of our Lord. She lived as a hermit, doing penance for her sins. She asked God to show her a sure way of arriving at the height of perfection. And God sent St. Michael the Archangel to tell her that there was no other way to become holy than to think about our Lord's suffering and death. And that's how she became such a great saint. And if you think about it, that's basically what the rosary is, saying prayers while meditating on the life of our Lord. Not only his passion, but his life as a whole. So it really is only just a more systematic form of what the saints have been doing since the very beginning, since the beginning of the church. St. Louis de Montfort lists 8 benefits that we get from saying the rosary. And I'll read them for you. And when you hear them, it just inspires you to want to say the rosary. He says, the rosary gradually gives us a perfect knowledge of Jesus Christ. It purifies our souls, washing away our sins. It gives us victory over all our enemies. It makes it easy for us to practice virtue. It sets us on fire with love of our blessed Lord. It enriches us with graces and merits. It supplies us with what is needed to pay all of our debts to God and to our fellow man. And finally, it obtains all kinds of graces for us from Almighty God. Just think about all these things, how beautiful that is, that thought. And what St. Louis says about the rosary's power over the devil is really true. And he gives us some interesting illustrations of this in this book. He says there was a pious man who was possessed by the devil, which is something that God allows sometimes to try holy people, allows them to be possessed and actually tormented by the devil, so that they can offer up that suffering. And this poor man practiced many devotions to try to drive the devil away, but the devil just tormented him constantly. Finally, he decided to put a rosary around his neck, and the devil left him alone as long as he had the rosary on. But then as soon as he took it off, the devil started attacking him again. And eventually he noticed a pattern. When I have the rosary on, the devil leaves me alone. So he just started wearing it all the time. And from that point, the devil never bothered him again. That shows the power of the rosary against the devil. And even though we aren't actually possessed, I'm sure we are still tempted nevertheless and attacked by the devil in so many subtler ways. And the rosary will protect us in all of our temptations, in all of his attacks, under whatever form. There's another similar story about a Dominican priest in Spain named Father Jean Amat, who was once trying to drive the devil out of a little girl who was possessed. And he put a rosary around her neck, and the devil inside the girl started screaming, "Take it off, this is torturing me." So the priest got a little scared. He didn't want the girl to get hurt, so he took the rosary off of her. But that night when he was asleep, some of those same demons that were in the little girl appeared to him in a visible form, and they tried to attack him. And fortunately, he had his rosary with him, and so he grabbed it in his hand, and he drove the devils away with it, and they tried to take it out of his hand, but he held on to it, and as long as he had the rosary in his hands, they couldn't hurt him. The next morning, this priest went to continue the exorcism, and the devil said to him, "Well, Father, if you hadn't had your rosary last night, we would have made short work of you." And at this point, the priest figured out what was going on, and so he put his rosary around the girl's neck again, and then he commanded the devils to leave, and they left immediately. The lesson in these stories is that the devil attacks us in so many other ways all day, every day, and we need to protect ourselves from him. We'll most likely never be possessed by the devil like the people in these stories, but we are all tempted to commit sin every day, often serious sin. And that comes from the devil too. It's just another form of attack. And the rosary is just as powerful against ordinary temptations like that as it is in these extraordinary cases that we saw. And so if we see ourselves fighting a losing battle against the devil, against our own temptations and weaknesses, the rosary is the key with us, just as it was for those poor possessed people. You can't read all that much about the rosary without coming across the name of a certain Blessed Alan de la Roche, or Alan of the Rock in English, or Alan of the Cliff, who is one of the main saints of the Holy Rosary. He was a mystic who received many revelations about the Holy Rosary and about its devotion. A lot of the revelations that we have from the rosary are from him. Our Lady told Blessed Alan that as soon as St. Dominic started preaching the rosary, hardened sinners were touched and they wept bitterly over their sins. And our Lord said to Blessed Alan, "If only these poor, wretched sinners would say the rosary, they would share in the merits of my passion, and I would be their advocate and would appease my Father's justice." The rosary really is one of the best and one of the most powerful devotions, and if we had read only one or two of these stories or quotes that I've read today, that alone should be enough to make us say it regularly, because it really shows us its power. But I've only given you a few excerpts from one very small book on the rosary. This is just the tip of the iceberg, just out of out of this book of St. Louis de Montfort. And this book is just one of many, many books that have been written on this glorious devotion. And that just shows us that the rosary is truly the key of surviving and saving our own souls in this time of great apostasy when so many other people are on the way to hell. St. Louis de Montfort says in The Secret of the Rosary, he says that anyone who says the rosary every day will never lose their faith or fall deliberately into heresy. And he says that he would be happy to sign that statement with his blood. Those are powerful words, especially considering that the saints don't exaggerate their words like we do. Especially whenever they speak on holy things, they always speak very gravely and weigh their words and truly mean sincerely what they say. So we can truly believe that, those words of St. Louis. I want to close today with a beautiful promise that Our Lady made to Blessed Alain de la Roche. She said to him, "I want you to know that although there are numerous indulgences already attached to the recitation of my rosary, I shall add many more to every set of 5 decades for those who say them devoutly on their knees." Remember, on their knees, that's important. "Being, of course, free from mortal sin. And whosoever shall persevere in the devotion of the Holy Rosary, saying these prayers and meditations, shall be rewarded for it. I shall obtain for him full remission of the penalty and of the guilt of all his sins at the end of his life." So that means essentially that she will have someone forgiven of all of their actual sins and all of their temporal punishments. It's kind of like when an adult is baptized and they have all of that wiped away. That's what she's talking about right here. And Our Lady continues, "Do not be unbelieving as though this is impossible. It is easy for me to do because I am the mother of the King of Heaven, and he calls me full of grace. And being full of grace, I am able to dispense grace freely to my dear children." So whoever perseveres in saying the rosary devoutly every day on their knees will have all of their sins and all their temporal punishment forgiven at death through Our Lady's intercession. We might be tempted to doubt the reality or the authenticity of such a great promise, but this was given to Blessed Alain de la Roche. And then another saint, St. Louis de Montfort, vouches for it in his book on the Rosary. So if it's good enough for Blessed Alain and for St. Louis de Montfort, it's good enough for me, and I'm sure it is good enough for all of you as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.